Welcome, everyone, to the one-year anniversary of Casual Nonsense. I can't believe it's been a year already. It's been a fun ride, so I really appreciate you listening in when you can. I thought it would be fitting if I brought back Brent Van Wilder for this episode. You know, he was episode one, so we check in with Brent, see what he's up to. Brent and Magic are still running strong with the local plug as a side gig. Now Brent drives for Amazon. And I'm not sure if you ever spoken to any Amazon drivers, but with a little bit of flair, Brent gives me a little take on what it's like to drive for Amazon. So tune in and check it out. All right, well, welcome to Casual Nonsense. Very special guest here today. I have what I once referred to as my muse, Mr. Brent Van Wilder, because you, sir, you were the premiere episode of Casual Nonsense. So I always love having you back. Brent, good evening. What's up, dude?
Mark is good being here. Mark, as me and Magic like to say, Mark. You got to say, like, you're from Boston, Mark. It's good seeing you, brother. You got your hair. You got hair now. Yeah. I almost didn't recognize you.
Right. usually it falls out. So,
hey, I'm with you. I'm with you all the way.
Nice. So, listen, man, let's just catch up for a second here. How's Local Plug going, man? Are you still going strong every Thursday, right? Mixcloud, you get yourself on YouTube, things. Mm. Things rocking, huh?
It's rocking, man. So July will be 2 years.
So we already
a year and a half in. We've been holding it strong. We just been trying to stay consistent. That's what we speak about when we speak to our guests. That's the advice that we get from our guests when running a business or going for a passion is being consistent. So we want to be as consistent as possible. Just staying consistent with it. I love doing it.
Wait, say consistent one more time.
Consistent.
There you go.
Consistent.
Because you haven't had like repeat guests on either, right? So you're talking weekly, new guests every time.
Yep.
And that's awesome, man.
Yeah. And honestly, it's about time for us to have some repeat guests to catch up, just like I'm catching up with you.
Right.
Because we got quite a few guests that, including you,
yeah,
that we haven't spoke to in a while since been just want to see what the progress is like.
Get a follow-up on there, sure.
You got to do the follow-up. Casual Nonsense.
That's it.
You passed 50 episodes.
Oh yeah, I'm approaching 60.
Oh yeah,
as it is. So the one year mark's coming up. Probably about the time this posts. Maybe I'll even hold you off, and I'll make you the 1 year versity or 1 year versary
anniversary.
Whatever. Something. Yeah, I was trying to sound something cool, and it definitely failed in that regard. So I got some editing to do on that shit. I'll tell you.
I was with you. I seen where you was trying to go. It just didn't make it there.
No, it definitely didn't make it there. Unfortunately, I was going to say you're forced to work other jobs. Like I get a full-time job. You get a full-time job.
I hate my full-time job.
Well, I want to get into some stories of that in a minute. We're going to get into some Amazon delivery stories. I can't wait.
Jeff Bezos, you owe me more money.
He's got it.
You make too much money for me to be getting paid when I'm getting paid.
Right.
For roosters in my van. All right.
So you're also still doing open mics, right? So yep. Once upon a time, you were doing some music bingo hosting. I went to a couple of those events. You're fantastic, by the way. You definitely keep the crowd going.
Thank you, brother.
I won a night too, which is good.
Yeah.
So we're at Rudino's, I think, where I was at when I won. So you're no longer doing the bingo nights anymore, right?
No, they didn't want to pay me enough.
They shit the bed on you?
Yeah, they didn't want to give me my value.
Nobody respects you, bro.
Listen, I'm like Rodney Dangerfield out here. Yeah, no respect. No respect at all.
I love it. But you're doing open mic nights now, right? Yep. A couple times a month, you said, right?
Every second and fourth Friday at Cream's Hemp Lounge.
Okay, where's that in?
It's in Raleigh, right off of Western Boulevard, right by NC State.
What's the crowd like? Who are you hosting? Comedians? What kind of talent?
Open mic is open for everybody. Well, open for, I'll say for everybody. If you're a comic, singer, rapper, poet, if you play an instrument, hey, bring your instrument.
Show up and just jam some acoustic stuff or whatever?
Yeah, most definitely. It's a platform for people to really I like to say it's a platform for people to sharpen their skills.
Okay.
It's not there for you to be a superstar and be like, yeah, I'm the best in here.
Check me out.
It's really there for you to prepare yourself for a bigger stage. I mean, give you a small stage to get your practice in, get your reps in. So when you hit that big stage, you already got everything you need.
Yeah, test out your material, really.
Yeah.
You know, see if it plays well. Like work on some notes or
I like it. I love it. Good. And it puts me back in my element of hosting the way that, one, I like to host, and hosting to my value and to my standards. I mean, not somebody else's.
Probably good, more, a little more freedom as well.
A lot more freedom.
Yeah, yeah, because you can say whatever you want up there, right?
Yeah.
You can tell your own jokes, right?
I don't have to be. What is it? Family friendly.
Yeah, that's true. Not a lot of kids in that audience, I'm sure.
Yeah, I could be as raw as Eddie Murphy was when he was 21.
Love it.
I might even come out in some pinks. No, I'm not pink. Some purple purple spandex.
Yeah, the purple suit he had on there.
The purple suit. Yeah, I might have a purple leather on. Yo.
Oh man, listen, Eddie Murphy raw was an incredible stand up. Delirious was funny as well. I liked Raw better, but Delirious was funny too. So
Delirious was funny. Raw is definitely my favorite.
Yeah,
but Delirious was like, look, what is she? I think she's a goonie goo.
I'm gonna rewatch that soon, man. I gotta remember some of that shit.
You know, if you ever want to do a comedy review podcast where we just watch some stand up,
okay,
and talk about that, we could do that. I'm always down for that.
We'll find some Eddie Murphy in there, I think. That seems like that's a common denominator.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, the man. You can talk about Eddie Murphy movies. We can talk about Eddie Murphy music.
Well, maybe we don't talk about Eddie Murphy music.
Party All the Time was a hit, baby.
Oh, man. Awful. You just don't swear in this podcast. That was awful. You kidding me?
Party All the Time was a hit. He had Rick James on the track. Yeah, it ain't a hit unless Rick on it.
Listen, 80s Eddie Murphy was the funniest MF-er you've ever seen, man. Like hit after hit that is totally rewatchable. Any of that stuff is funny now. And anyone who hasn't grown up watching Eddie Murphy doesn't really know comedy the way that, like, he brought it. Like, he had such an aura around him. It was awesome.
You can't be a student of comedy and not watch Eddie Murphy.
I agree.
Like, you can't say, I'm a student of comedy. And you're like, have you seen Delirious? And be like, what's Delirious?
Yeah.
I'm like, go home.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here. Get now.
So, all right, man. So, listen, you are still a family man. Your youngest is now two.
Two.
Right?
I mean, we were two and just talking.
All the time.
All the time. I thought I was a talker.
Oh, no, you are.
She got me beat.
Which one of you speaks more clearly? Which one's more coherent? Yeah,
she does, depending on the time of day.
Nice. I love it. So, all right, man. So you've been driving for Amazon. So I was looking this up a little bit, right? Because, you know, I get Amazon. They come to my house. I order packages. I get a house full of kids here, right? Like, if 3 days a week goes by when something's not being delivered, I'm like, what's happening? Like, somebody's sick? You know what I mean? They get packages all the fucking time in this house. It's ridiculous, right? But anyway, sometimes, not necessarily all from Amazon, but it's UPS or Amazon. Like, there's always a driver coming here, right? So I started looking up, and I'm like, all right, how hard can it be, right? Because you're telling me you're doing this. I'm like, oh, let me see what Brent's up to. And I started looking up horror stories. And I said, you know what? I said, you know, you could read anything on the internet, and you don't know if it's true or not true. So I decided to talk to you about this, and I want to know some horror stories, right? Because this is firsthand. Like, this isn't. We're not here to sell articles. You know what I mean? This is like the shit that you see on a daily basis. You know what I mean? I'm gonna start with some basic questions, right, and then we'll roll it into some stuff here, right? Because I'm just my own curiosities of what your job entails.
All right, buckle up, buddy.
I'm gonna start easy, right? So I'm wondering, like, when you start your shift, is it a certain number of packages, or you're in a location? So you deliver everything to this county, or is it you got to deliver 1,000 packages by 3 o'clock or whatever? Like, what's the standard?
So the stops are timed. And so whenever you hit a stop, you have a certain amount of time to get that package, get back in your car and get on to the next.
Like a chess clock, you got to click it.
They might as well give us a chess clock. They might as well.
All right.
But the morning starts with us getting our van. Like, hey, here's your van. And the van is actually assigned a route. You're not assigned a route. You're assigned the van. The van itself is assigned a route. And it could be anywhere. I'm not going to say anywhere, but anywhere within that county or within a certain radius.
Sure. Okay.
So I work in Durham. So sometimes, like today, I had to go all the way out Creedmoor. If you're familiar with North Carolina, Creedmoor, Oxford, Franklinton, that's sort of the border of Wake County, Chatham County, and Durham. So you get
they got you on the outside.
Yeah,
yeah.
All in the sticks, as okay. I like to call them. I'm in the woods. These are the wooded areas.
There's less paved roads in that area.
A lot less paved roads. Man. Okay. I wish you could see the dust that is on me. Like,
what, is there a lot of banjo music coming out of those places?
It might as well be. Things I've seen. I'm gonna tell you. In fact, I'm gonna give you a story.
Okay.
Of the woods. One of the first routes I ever been on was in Hillsborough, North Carolina, which is in Durham County, but it is the sticks, wooded area. And this is around a time where it start getting dark very early, around 5:01, 5:02 early.
Okay.
And I pull up. By this time, it's dark outside. There's no sunlight. There's no street lights.
No street lights in that area.
And all I got are my high beams. I pull up to this house in the woods, and I see these two eyes, these two glowing eyes. And I flash a light on it. I see teeth. It's a bobcat. A whole bobcat. Yeah, I marked that package undeliverable due to dog. I wasn't getting
due to safety concerns. I'm out.
And every house that was within those woods, they got the same thing. Cause I didn't know where the bobcat went. Like, it's in the woods. It's in its territory.
Right.
You're
not getting out of the truck at that point.
I'm not getting out of the truck. I'm from North Philadelphia.
Right. We don't have bobcats in North Philly.
We don't have bobcats?
No.
I don't know what to do in a bobcat situation.
What's the bobcat protocol?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I went back to work that night. I was like, listen, stop putting me in the woods. Y'all have a better chance putting me in the projects.
Right.
Put me in the projects. I can talk my way out the projects. I can't talk my way out of a bobcat moment.
I love it. You don't want to come out, do the Crocodile Dundee thing and just make the bullhorns and kind of wave them. No, not going to work.
Right. I learned from Steve Irwin. Stop playing with animals.
Right. You don't stick your head in the mouth of an animal.
Oh, look at the bobcat over there. Ain't she a beaut? She's a beaut. Look at the fangs. She looks like she's hungry. I'm not playing that game.
No, I'm out. Undeliverable package.
Undeliverable
package. I love it. So that's a, okay. Yeah. All right.
Because
then it's not your problem at that point. You just keep it in the truck and see later.
Keep it moving. Yeah. It's not a problem anymore. Yeah. They have to call Amazon. They're not going to call Brent about it.
That's true. Right. It's not your truck.
My truck.
Yep. All right. So you'd rather do that. You'd rather do, it's safe to say, this is a question actually. You'd rather deliver, like, if you do like apartment complexes where you have to carry heavy shit up.
I hate apartment complexes.
Well, but you're going to make a choice, right? Or maybe you don't. So, you know, okay, so we're going to rule out the bobcat-infested woods and also no second and third floor apartments.
No.
Okay.
I had to carry a 100-pound bag. Somebody ordered some floor tiles, and they came in two separate 40 – because the packages can't be more than 50 pounds. They have to be 49 pounds.
So 50 is the cap. Okay.
50 is the cap. So they ordered two 49-pound floor tile packs, and I had to carry this to the third floor. Oh, you want to talk about an angry guy? I was very angry.
Yeah, you're the angry guy.
I'm the angry scenario.
Guy. Yeah.
So when I got to the top of the floor, I left it right by the steps.
At this point, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You want to bring it the extra 10 feet to the door?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you carry it the rest of the way. I'm that Amazon truck.
Why is an apartment complex ordering tile?
Like, why do you need the floor? Right? What do you need tile?
You're not supposed to be retiling your apartment.
What are you doing?
I would have called the landlord in that case.
Even if you're not doing anything with this tile in your apartment, that means it must be for work. Why can't you got it shipped to work? You could have got it to work where it's equipment for me to carry this.
So my daughter ordered recently a TV, 65, 70-inch TV. Right. And I knew it was coming because she's like, hey, this TV's coming. It was like a Friday. I work from home. Right. So I'm like, okay, I'll keep a lookout. I watched this dude. He was a hero. This was through Amazon. He carried that TV. Like, you've seen a TV. It's even a 70-inch TV. You can't stick your arm around it. Maybe the box must have had a handle or something on it. I watched this dude because I was going to go out and help him. I'm like, I'm happy to go out and grab an end and be like, let's just make sure you don't break the shit from the car to here.
Yeah.
This dude carried all by himself. Came out right up to the door. I was like, open the door. I'm like, you want to come in? And he's like, I can't. I'll just put it right here. And I was like, fair enough. I was very impressed with this dude carrying the TV. I don't know if you've had that situation where someone ordered a 70-inch TV and you're solo in that truck. It's not 50 pounds. It's light. But it's just this big-ass box.
So it was about 3-4 weeks ago. where we had that real bad rainstorm, and somebody ordered about 10 packages. Okay. I lived on the third floor of this apartment. It's raining, cats and dogs. And these boxes, I couldn't just put into a tote and carry it.
You can't get them all in one shot.
I couldn't get them all in one shot. I ended up probably took that trip 4 times up and down those stairs, taking all those boxes. Those two 49-pound boxes beat those 10 boxes.
You'd rather do the 49 pounds than the 4 trips?
No, I'd rather do the 4 trips than that 49 pounds.
Okay, okay.
Because it was like, I'm carrying 100 pounds up 3 flights of stairs. Eat like
fireman training.
Yeah. Like I a whole little body. I got a whole person on my back.
Yep. Small one, but you're still a person.
Yeah.
Dang.
And it's not really so much the packages that are really the beef. It's to me, it's the animals. Like, just don't put me anywhere where there are animals and I'm okay.
Well, the packages you can control.
Yeah.
Right. That's like, you can bitch about that all you want, right? Like, you signed up for that.
Yeah.
More or less, right? You're like, okay, heavy, light, second floor, woods, whatever, it's fine. But you're right. The animals, people got to be considered. Like, you can't control the bobcat. That's maybe an anomaly situation. But hey, everyone, Mark here. And I wanted to tell you about a new podcast that I'm hosting. It's called The Double Take, co-hosted by Terrence Jordan. He and I together, we talk about our favorite rewatchable movies. We try our best to bring our unique insight, and we do as much deep dive and behind the scene moments that you didn't even know existed. So if you like movies, give us a listen. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, but to make it easy, you can find the links in the show notes for this episode. So remember, The Double Take, check us out. And now back to the show. What about dogs, right? So if we get into animals, like what's your experience? Like, what's your worst or so dog experience, right? Because you have a dog. You're not a dog hater. Like, you love dogs.
I love dogs. But I don't like everybody's dog. Right. I don't know if everybody's dog like me.
Right. Well, is dogs chasing at you, barking?
So
like, don't tell me he's friendly.
Yeah. I got a couple experiences. One of my first experiences is I pulled up to somebody's house. I dropped the package off. I mean, and a lot of times, if you ever notice, Amazon drivers, we usually drive with the door open.
Yeah.
If we got back-to-back stops. So I'm going to the back to turn around to exit out of the guy's driveway. As I go to the back, dog out of nowhere, jumps into the van with me. Granted, it's a friendly dog. He just wanted somebody to pet him. He wasn't aggressive, but I didn't know that until he got in the van. And like, once he got in the van, it was like, what am I dealing with?
Right.
And he was like, he's okay. I'm like, is he? Pet him a little bit, and he left right out the van. I'm like, all right, I dodged the bullet. But there was one. Now, this is in the sticks. Now, this happened in the city. So I was like, all right, he got a cool city dog. Now, this is in the sticks, like where the dogs just roam free, and they just, they attack other animals.
They hunt squirrels. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Anything moving is a victim. So I'm driving, and all I hear is, my doors are closed, and I look to the side. It's a dog chasing the van. I slow down because the dog is getting close to the van. He runs in front of the van, pump my brakes.
Jeez.
He runs around to the back. I start driving again. Well, I don't know what happened, but all I heard was,
oh, did you hit him?
I think so.
Dang.
But that's totally not my fault. Because one, where's your owner?
Yeah.
Two, why are you chasing this van? This van, you will not win.
Right. But you didn't stop? You don't know?
I didn't stop. Mm. I didn't stop. No. No.
Not at that point, right? Because you're being timed.
Yeah.
Amazon says I can't stop.
Amazon says I have to keep going.
Well, hopefully that dog's okay. I mean.
Hopefully. Because I like dogs.
Yeah.
But not if your dog trying to eat me.
Right, that doesn't seem like a friendly dog.
Now, I will tell you one of the craziest animal stories that has happened to me thus far. This is in Hillsboro, and I pull up. It's like a little small tractor area, little mobile home area, and I see this chicken, a rooster, crossing the road. Yeah, sounds like a joke. Just real life.
Did you ask him why he's crossing the road?
Then I should have. Because come to find out, as he's crossing the road, mind you, we leave our doors open. I run to both of the, I got delivered two packages. They're across the street from each other. Go across the street, I deliver one. I run across the street, deliver the other one. But I no longer see this rooster. So I'm like, where did this rooster go? I go to get in my van. It's a rooster sitting in my front seat. Just pecking away at every little crumb that I may have dropped.
I love it.
And I'm like, whoa. I've never dealt with a rooster before. The only chicken I ever dealt with was fried.
You mentioned city boy. You don't have live animals.
I don't have live animals.
No chickens. Yeah,
just pigeons, cats, and dogs. That's it. And so this rooster.
So you didn't want to pick it. You couldn't just pick it up. Like you don't know what to do with this, right?
I've never realized how large roosters' claws are until I seen this rooster, and his claws were enormous,
Wolverine style.
What? Not playing. I call my dispatch like, yo, so I don't know what to do. It's a rooster in my van. And they was like, what?
you got a code 721.
I don't know how to explain this to you. But...
Protocol bronze coming at you. Like, what the heck?
And what happened was I had like my front door was locked. So I'm going to tell you something about these Amazon vans. A lot of them are janky.
Oh, they're not all brand new Mercedes vans?
No, not all of them at all. So my side door was unlocked, but my front doors were locked. So I couldn't get in. I couldn't open the door, just the front door to be like, all right, come on out.
So he went in the side door and climbed up front. Like, he's like, shotgun.
Shotgun.
All right.
Just like that. So they was like, get a bag and try to scoot him out. So I got a bag, one of the Amazon totes. I got it. And I never realized how large they were until he started flapping his wings. I'm like, whoa, those are some big wings. Probably very delicious.
I was going to say, yeah. Give me some blue cheese and some ranch in there.
And I'm like, hey, I don't know what y'all want me to do. I'm not getting in the van with it because I've seen movies where they have cockfights and they get pretty vicious.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And I'm like, I'm not trying to be, how do I explain this? To my wife, like, what happened to you? Black got attacked by a rooster.
It's like, right.
Yeah. Like, you're a wimp. Yeah. You lost to a rooster. And I didn't want my pride to be hurt like that. So I ended up having to wait. It probably took me about 20 minutes to get this rooster.
Like, usher this rooster out of your van.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to wait for him to finish eating. Like, it ate whatever, and it hopped out.
It's eating your, like, Nutri-Grain bar that's left over on your sea crumbs?
Yeah, all the little sea crumbs, any little crumbs on the floor.
Get your honey buns, you know?
And it ate it, and then when it was finished, it couldn't find anymore, it hopped out. It walked out like, all right, I'm done. Go ahead, man. Get it back.
I love it. I love it.
That's the craziest. That's by far the craziest story I've experienced with animals.
It sounds funny, right? But you think about, like, what would people do in that situation? Because if you just read a headline that says, oh, a rooster jumps in your truck, like, what are you going to do? You know, like, oh, you just pick it up and, you know, it's fine. Until you've never, ever been around one. And you're like, what the hell is that? Like, what's going on right now? Because as far as you know, that's just another version of a bobcat. Like, you don't know if that thing's going to peck you or claw you or, like, what do you know?
I don't, listen, I told him, you know, that I have a higher success rate of getting out of things in the projects than I do in the woods.
Yeah.
I got somebody try to rob me in the projects. Yo, give me your Amazon stuff. All right, bro, you can have it, man. Let me just grab my phone. All right, man, get your phone. All right, appreciate it. I can't do that with a bobcat.
Can't negotiate with a chicken.
Can't negotiate with the rooster, yo. Yeah. Hey, man, get out the cars.
So that's animals, right? So pets, like, what about people, right? Do people like tip you? Do they leave you drinks? Do they leave snacks out? Any of that stuff happen for you?
So
that was funny. I don't know.
It is because it depends on where you're at.
Okay,
like I go to a lot of So my locations vary. So if I go to like a very newer townhomes or newer
bougie
complexes,
yeah,
they'll definitely have snacks.
They get like water bottles and Kit Kats out. Or something.
Thanks for your delivery. Thanks for all your hard work. They have little notes. Candies, Rice Krispie treats, Slim Jims. They have snacks.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. But if I'm going to the projects, ain't no snacks in the projects.
No, there's no snacks in the
projects. No snacks in the projects. No snacks in the projects. Like,
that's funny.
I don't have project routes like, man, I am hungry. I guess I got to hit the bodega.
So do they give you time for lunch and stuff, or is it just get it done?
they
break on your own peril.
They do, but it's sort of like it sort of defeats the purpose to actually take the break. I mean, you can eat and work. Like yeah, I can.
You don't take an hour off at noon,
yeah,
because like you'd rather just get the work done.
Get the work done, especially around the time when it starts getting darker earlier.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, taking this hour. If I take this hour, I'm gonna be done at 7, and it's gonna be pitch black. And yeah. If I'm in the woods, a lot of people aren't going to get their packages. Right.
Well, it's like it's also too like you maybe you can't see if the house isn't numbered right. You're trying to figure out like, oh, what is this house 8 or 9? Like, what is that house? So, but during the day, if you get started early enough, get that shit done.
Get it, knock it out. Like, and a lot of times too, you can't see the roads. Because there's no streetlights. Like, I've heard stories of, like, one thing I refuse to do is get stuck anywhere.
Right.
I refuse to get stuck. If I can't see how to get out, then I can't get in. That's just my logic. Because it'll waste more time trying to get out. Because
you're not going to back this truck out the way you came in. Like, you have to be able to turn around and get out.
Yeah. And you'll get stuck in a ditch. I've heard it happen to many drivers. Like, man, I couldn't see. Like, then why are you reversing?
right.
Why are you reversing, my friend? Why did you go up there?
I love it.
Yeah, I don't play the darkness. I don't play with darkness or animals.
No darkness, no animals. So what's some of the weirdest requests that people put on their packages as far as like, you know, deliver to the back door or make sure you ring the doorbell when you drop it off? Like, what's some personal requests people make? So when I order something, I don't put any requests because my door is off like to the side of my house. So I guess I don't want to say I'm lucky, but I guess I'm lucky considering what the stories you're telling. But if they're in a place where maybe if their front step is visible for someone to come steal their packages, like what do people do to prevent that? What are they telling you?
Most drivers, our job is to find a safe location for the package. So if it's just front steps and that's where they want to deliver, then that's just like customer notes. The most we can't do is put it in the mailbox because that's illegal.
Okay.
But if they be like, hey, leave it right there at the steps, then we leave it at the steps. If I could find a place on the side of the house that's like not visible, I'll put it over there, like probably near a garage or a side door. One of the weirdest requests I've gotten so far is not to drive on the driveway. And
driving the grass?
So actually I seen this request today. They was like, please don't drive in the driveway because y'all don't know how to drive and y'all ruined my grass twice.
Oh, it was like a windy long driveway?
When I got there, it was a regular driveway. Hmm. It was very straightforward.
Yep.
Go in, go out. So I don't know who's been messing with her grass or what she has done to any Amazon driver. But you know what? Effort grass.
Like, was it a long driveway too?
Not all.
No.
No. And that's why I was confused. Like,
bitch
who don't know how to drive?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, maybe it's your husband that did it.
Right.
I think another crazy request I've gotten also is watch out for cows. That's what it said.
Okay.
In the request. Watch out for cows.
Again, not in the city with this one.
Not in the city with this one. And I read it, I'm like, watch out for cows. And as I'm driving, she had one of like this person had one of those extra long driveways. The driveway is like a mile and a half. But as I'm going up the driveway, I actually start seeing goats crossing the road. I'm like, okay, I see now. And just so happened, coming back. Cow just sitting right in the middle. Baby cow, calf, just sitting in the middle looking at me. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know why people think cows are cute. They have the creepiest eyes. Cows have creepy eyes. They have like, what's that movie? You ever seen Legion? When the waitress turned into the demon vampire and her eyes just turned all black?
Yeah.
Yeah, her eyes turned all black.
That's cow eyes?
Those are cow eyes. I don't like that.
Damn.
Cow's possessed.
So you honk the horn and it moves?
No. I honk the horn and it looks at me.
It's like you better honk that shit to yourself, man.
I got close enough for it to understand that it needed to move. I didn't nudge it. I didn't hit it. I just inched closer and then it got the picture. Like, you're either gonna move, somebody's hamburger, or you're gonna be buzzard food.
we're making burgers early, or you're going to get out the road at this point.
You're
going to
get out the road at this point.
Oh, that's great.
So
I don't know that I could do that job. You know, I mean, God bless you for doing it, man, because, you know, people need their packages.
They do. Right?
But, you know, also, too, like, you guys take pictures of every package, right? So when you drop it, you're going to take a picture, and it essentially text that person, or if their account is set up that way, so they know, hey, I left this on your front steps. It's here.
So the picture automatically goes to them. Like, so we don't have, once we take the picture, it sends the picture to them. Like, I had one experience where this lady had all her dogs out in the yard, all of them. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't back out. I actually had to go. I had to drive all the way up. And I called him, like, listen, all of your dogs are out. It's like, well, they shouldn't be. I'm like, well, they are.
Yeah, like, sounds like a you problem. I'm going to hit them. We'll get them out of the way.
Like, and I'm not getting out of this van. She's like, well, you could just drop it in the middle of the driveway. Yeah. Dropped it right in the middle of the driveway.
Boom.
Look, took a picture of it from my window. The picture, you clearly see the window reflection and me taking a picture of it. Yep. I drove off. So that's the most I could do.
It seems like safety first, right? You got to protect yourself in those situations, right? And it seems, you know, if I'm listening to some of it, if I'm somebody listening to this, you might say, oh, they're just dogs. Like, come on, man. But until you're in that situation where you're on your 75th package of the day and your 38th dog, you know, at this point, you've had enough.
Yeah.
Right? You've had enough. Like, you know what? F you, F your dog, put the thing away if you want your package today. Otherwise, undeliverable.
Yeah.
You're in Bobcat country as far as I'm concerned.
Let me tell you one of the weirdest things I've seen so far is going out to the country and pulling up the houses that have multiple cats. Like, cats, like, you know, there's no reason to be like, I can't deliver this because of a cat.
Right, sure.
But I can't, when it's like five of them, it's like,
Like outdoor cats?
Just country cats.
Country cats.
Country cats. Like, yo, there's way too many cats in this, like, gathered in this area, congregated in this area. Should I be concerned?
There's probably a dead body around there somewhere. But, you know, but that's not your job today.
That's not my job.
You drop and you go.
Yeah. And I had one cat just look at me and not move. And I let people know I don't like cats. I'm not a cat person.
Okay.
They creep me out. They're too sneaky. They're too quiet. Way too quiet. Even with a bell, they're too quiet. And so when the cat didn't move and just stared at me as I put the package down, I'm like,
don't turn your back on that cat.
I couldn't. I backed away from that cat. You're absolutely, I never broke eye contact with it until I got in the van, because I'm like, that cat might try to pounce on me.
Something's happening. Yeah.
Something's happening with this cat.
Yeah. Retrace your steps backwards, right? Like, yeah. Okay, I'm leaving safely.
I had to do that with a dog. So I didn't even know. So this was the quietest dog I've ever seen in my life. I put the package on the steps, take a picture of it, and as I turn around, the dog just quietly and slowly walks from around the house. And I'm like, whoa.
Where'd you come from? Yeah.
And I backpedaled, never broke eye contact. I backpedaled all the way to the van. And when I did, I'm talking about the dog never chased. It never barked. It just looked at me like, hey, man, where you going, bro? He looked quite sad. Like, man, I thought you came here to pet me, man.
I love it. I guess you don't realize, like, how many people have pets that are just out there. Like, I got a dog, and it's, you know, I have a fenced-in backyard, so it's back there. But if we were out about, it's in, like, a crate or something. It's not just roaming the neighborhood, you know what I mean? And if you're expecting a package, like, just have some respect. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Leave a light on.
I thought this one dog was a trash bag. It was an all-black chow. And it was just laying in the middle of the yard. So I can't see his face. It just looks like a big black trash bag.
Really?
I'm like, all right. I'm like, that is leaving their trash out. And as I opened the door, his head moved. I said, no. Closed the door.
You're driving in there like, isn't there an HOA to, you know, pick up this trash? Like, what's going on right now?
It wasn't trash. It was a dog. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I made a noise to alert it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Dude, that's awesome, man. So here we are. We're just telling Amazon stories, drinking a few beers, hanging around.
Jeff Bezos, I need more money.
We're gonna work on that, man.
I'm looking into the microphone like the microphone. I hope he feels my eyes if he hears this. I need more money, Jeff.
I think he might listen to the Casual Nonsense, so I think you might be in luck.
might be in luck.
We're gonna see. We'll see what happens. He's got people.
I'm gonna email this to him. Email him this episode.
I'm pretty sure Alexa's listening somewhere, so you're gonna know.
Oh yeah, I want to give a big shout out to everybody during the holiday seasons that tipped their drivers.
Okay.
Like during the holiday season, they actually had like this little campaign where if you thank Alexa, like Alexa, thank my driver, like they would send us a tip.
Really?
I made like $70.
So not the people actually handing you money. They say it to Alexa. Collects money.
And Amazon tips you.
Interesting.
It. Yeah.
Well, sorry for you. I'm a Google house. So you won't be getting a tip from this guy cool. over here.
Anyway, big shout out to everybody who leaves snacks.
Well, that's why I was curious because there was some article I read where one driver was mad that people weren't leaving snacks. And I've never left any snacks out or drinks or anything. And I'm like, is that common? Because like maybe I'll start doing that if we know. I want to have my daughter do it because she's the one who orders everything. I'm going to have her buy a case of water or something and just start leaving that shit out there.
Yeah.
You know,
because we get thirsty.
I'll bet. Yeah, especially when you're at the same house four times a week. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, enough's enough at this point. You know what I mean?
I think one of my biggest qualms with Amazon is the routing. And that's because they'll have you pass a house four times before you deliver it to it. I'm like, I just passed this house. Well, how come?
Oh, so it tells you where to go.
Yeah, it gives you a route and it gives you a route order. And like, you don't have to follow the order. If you understand the route or if you're familiar
with the neighborhood.
If you know the neighborhood, yeah. Like, all right, I can just go over there. But if you're not familiar with the neighborhood, you'd be like, all right, here. Just look familiar.
Yeah, like, I was here an hour ago. Yeah.
Just like that. I was here an hour ago. I delivered to that house right over there.
Dang.
You'd be like, a house right across the street. It takes you all the way up the block, then bring you right back to the house across the street. I'm like.
So what we're saying is Amazon needs some upgraded logistics software.
They need to stop using AI.
Yeah, that might be it.
AI is cool, but not cool for everything.
Right.
Not cool for everything. Like, you have to add a human factor into these things sometimes. And because if you don't add that human factor, you're expecting the people to work like a robot.
Right. You might as well just pull the drones out. Amazon drones, man.
Don't do that. You might replace me.
That's what you need. But what if you're controlling the drone? You're like, I just got to sit here on the joystick and like playing a video game, dropping shit off.
That would be dope. I might have to invest in that.
They gotta have drone people. Get in on that. Get on the drone team.
Yeah, on the drone team, yo. Yeah, I'll be delivering packages and delivering packages at the same time. Here's yours. Here's theirs. All right.
Yep, that's it.
I love multitask.
I love it, man. Brent, as I said, brother, always awesome having you around here. And, we'll do it again. We'll do it again soon. Anytime you want to come on and just bullshit.
Yeah.
And all honestly, just let me know. We'll come in and we'll just, shoot the shit.
I'm down for the double take. I want to talk about some movies.
I think we're going to do that. Now, that's the next step, I think. We're going to find a movie that you love. Possibly it sounds like something Eddie Murphy related.
I got a lot of – actually, I love a lot of movies. I watch almost anything. Like, I'm down for –
Okay.
I see you got a Bronx Tale. Bronx Tale, one of my favorite movies. Like,
it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing that Bronx Tale soon, man.
I like movies.
All right.
I like movies.
All right. We'll find something we'll get you on because.
Sound like that special kid. I like candy. I like candy.
Brent like laugh.
I love lamp.
Awesome. All right, dude. Listen, we'll get together soon and we'll bring you back around. But again, thanks coming out today. It's been a minute since we got together, so too much gap between I think the last time when we hung out. So, but you're busy. I'm busy. We got busy things, but no excuse. We'll just make it work.
Me make it work, man.
Cool, brother.
I always enjoy hanging with you, Mark.
Mark
is always good, Mark.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening and stay casual.